It's Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We've been working on this book for quite some time, and I think that we have learned a lot, and I hope that you've been enjoying this this particular book in the Bible. And we're going to get right into it. We have been in the book of Jeremiah for 12 chapters now. We're in the 12th chapter. Turn with me to the verse 1 of the 12th chapter, and this may be one of the best. We've been working on this, going through the chapters and learning more as with each and every day. Let's begin. Right, righteous are you, O Lord, that I would plead my case with you. Indeed, I would discuss matters of justice with you. Why has the way of the wicked prospered? What a question. This may be the most asked question in history. And that is, why has the way of the wicked prospered? Why are all those who deal in treachery at ease? Are they? You have planted them, they have also taken root. And look around. Look around, folks. This is probably one of the most truthful statements that has ever been spoken. People that are obviously evil and have continued to prosper day in, day out, with absolutely no recompense, no penalty, nothing. They keep on going. They keep on prospering. This is something that we do not understand. And I'm sure that this is something also that the world, sinners, different people are wondering, why are the evil prospering? What is it that keeps these people going? They have popped their ugly heads up and have done evil for so many years and day in and day out, yet they keep prospering. Why are those that who deal in treachery at ease? You've planted them, they have also taken root. They grow. They grow. They have each produced fruit. You know, God will allow evil to go on for a while. How much do we see the evil continuing to grow, continuing to prosper, continuing to produce fruit? God even allows this. And sometimes we don't understand it, but it continues to go on, and it bugs you. It bugs you, doesn't it? It causes a Christian to wonder, why in the world are they allowed to continue? God has grace and mercy, even for these people. You are near to their lips, but far from their mind. They will even try to fool you. They will say things that are almost godlike, appear to be Christian, appear to be things that look like Christ. They'll continue to use things, use these different phrases, use God, and it'll go on and on. You are near to their lips. They're almost saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. They're always, you know, they appear like they're almost godlike. Appear like they're Christians. Appear like they're trying to mimic Christianity and do those things that appear godly. But yet, you know, they have nothing to do with Christ. They just use the lingo. Many people know the lingo. You're near their lips, but far from their mind. But you know me, O God. You know me, O Lord. You see me. And you examine my heart's attitude toward you. Drag them off like sheep for the slaughter. Have you ever had this idea? Have you ever had this attitude toward the evil? Jeremiah did. Drag them off like evil for the slaughter. Now this is a prayer. David's prayed this. Jeremiah. You know, Jeremiah's had an apple out of every bag. He has been tortured. He has been persecuted. He has been abused. And yet people keep getting away with it. Drag them off like sheep to the slaughter, God. And set them apart for the day of carnage. Carnage. Set them apart for the day of carnage. Would you, God, start doing something to give them what they have coming? They have something coming. And many people get tired of watching and yet nobody having any penalty. There's absolutely nothing happening as a result of these things going on and on and on, day in and day out. Set them apart for the day of carnage. And how long is the land to mourn? And the vegetation of the countryside to wither? You know that things are happening, and yet God seems to do nothing. For the wickedness of those who dwell in it, animals and birds have been snatched away, because men have said, he will not see our latter ending. He will not see our latter ending. You know, everyone thinks that God is not going to do anything. He's just going to stand by and watch. He's not going to see what I'm doing. God's not looking. They ask, why has the wicked prospered? Many examples. Jeremiah knew that God's justice would ultimately come, but he was impatient because he wanted justice to come quickly, just like everyone else, just like the people, the martyrs that went to heaven and said, you know, how long are we going to have to wait until something's done? They were in heaven saying this, folks. They made it to heaven, and they wanted justice. You think, oh, Lord Hanson, that's not good. Yes, it did happen. He wanted justice to come quickly. God didn't give a doctrinal answer, but instead, he gave a challenge. Jeremiah couldn't handle this. How would he handle the injustices ahead? It's natural for every one of us to demand fairness and cry for justice among those who take advantage of us, those that have ripped us off, those that have abused us, those have done many things. And it's hard to forgive these people. You almost have to grit your teeth and sweat blood to forgive sometimes. But what we call for justice, we got to realize that we ourselves would be in big trouble. If God gave each and every one of us what we truly deserve, we'd be in trouble, wouldn't we? We'd be in big trouble if God gave us what we... But yet, we still have trouble with these things, with forgiveness. You know, forgiveness should be once and for all. Instead, it goes on and on and on. Forgiveness should be just once, one time, just to forgive. Resentment is a full-time job. It's every day you get up and resent, 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 resent. Forgiveness should be a one-shot deal. You should forgive it and let it go. And then resentment is something that you have to work at. And you have to resent day in, day out. It's a full-time job. The wickedness. How long is the land to mourn and the vegetation of the countryside to wither for the wickedness of those who dwell in it? Animals and birds have been snatched away because men have said, we will not see our latter ending. If you have run with footmen and they have tired you out, then how can you compete with horses? If you fall down in the land of peace, how will you do in the thicket of the Jordan? For even your brothers and the household of your father, even they have dealt treacherously with you. They have dealt treacherously. Even they have cried aloud for you, after you. Do not believe them, although they may say nice things to you. Don't believe, even though they may have said nice things. Life was extremely difficult for Jeremiah. Despite his love and for obedience to God, when he called to God for relief, God's reply, in effect, was, if you think this is bad, how are you going to hope when it really gets tough? Not all of God's answers to prayer are nice or easy to handle. Any Christian who's experienced in war, bereavement, or serious illness knows this. But we are to commit our life unto God and commit everything to Him. When the going gets rough and all our answers to prayer don't seem immediate, we need to keep believing. Why? Because faith is the only thing that's going to get you out of here. Faith is the ticket. Forgiveness, faith, is the ticket out of here. That is the token. Forgiveness, faith, commitment to God. And just simply falling down at His throne and allowing Him to take your life. Well, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive us, cleanse us, cover us with your blood. Come into our hearts and lives. Let us be born again. Let us be what you want us to be, and forgive us, cover us, in Jesus' name. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Give us a call. Let us know you're listening. And shoot us an email. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.